Yeah, so at the end of the last episode, I wanted to say something else and then I forgot. Well, I remembered. And it is about how detailed my grandfather is and how much it surprises me that he lied to this Mr. Schoolmeisters, the person that was doing this research about the people that served in India. Because after just three letters, and I don't know if you agree with me, but anyway, I don't care. No, I do. I do care. But no, I'm surprised by how detailed he is. Like he's not saying much, but the things that he says are quite detailed. So, for example, the whole thing with the water, and that he says like how wide it was approximately, and with the clothing that he actually specifies what type of clothes, and the whole vaccination thing, like what it was for, that he actually didn't know what it was for exactly, and that he was sick, and the way that he describes Groningen when he goes there, and the little jokes. And anyway, I feel that he's quite detail oriented, and obviously I know that from my grandfather, as in like have I actually noticed that as a child or as an adult? No. He was precise, he was detailed, but I didn't know like how well he recorded and documented things. Like I heard that from other people, and when he passed away, I discovered or rediscovered all those old agendas. But that's why I am even more surprised about the things that he lied about to Schoolmeisters, because they were not small things. It wasn't like, oh, he just, I don't know, there was just like one date that he didn't remember or something. No, because this Schoolmeister, this meester, this Meneer Schoolmeisters says in his letter from the 25th of August 2008, after sending him the questionnaire that my grandfather returned to him, he says in the second paragraph, he says, at heenreis op, so at departure on, you filled in medio april 1945 vanuit Amsterdam per Tabinta. So it says, you filled in the questionnaire where I asked departure on, you filled in mid-April 1945 from Amsterdam per Tabinta. And Tabinta was the boat. And immediately, Mr. Schoolmeisters is like, I don't think that's very likely. And not only is the mid-April 1945 not likely, also the from Amsterdam is not likely, and the name of the boat is not likely. So he gives him three pieces of information, and all three are incorrect. Because Mr. Schoolmeisters is saying, I don't think that that is correct, because the Tabinta was in charter until the 9th of January 1946 for the American Army. And after she was given back, she is a boat driving? No, floating? I don't know what a boat does. Anyway, driving. This boat drives, okay? The boat drives to Tanjung Priok, which is in Indonesia, where she would take evacuees, Would I say refugees? It's not really the right word, but for this trip, it doesn't matter. She would take on survivors and take them home. And I don't know if home then was back to the American army, but I don't think so. I think he's talking about after this boat was an American boat, it was then, I don't know, became a Dutch boat, maybe, or went to Indonesia and delivered the people back to the Netherlands. So that is the first thing that he's saying. So like, well, that Tabinta, no, that's not true. Then it says, from your army number, it seems that you were a war volunteer. And then he says, in brackets, most war volunteers went to India at the end of 1945 from England. Well, the letters from my grandfather start in 46, 26th of February 1946, and he's still in Assen. We're now on the 1st of April, the letter that I read today. So letter number three is written in Assen on the 1st of April 1946. Even though, yes, he has written or filled in this questionnaire to Mr. Schoolmeesters that he left for India in April 1945, so the year before, from Amsterdam. So big differences, big differences. And then he says, Schoolmeesters say, it's also known to me that war volunteers. With a certain, die met een bepaald onderdeel naar en die ging war volunteers that went to India with a certain or within a certain part of the army as soon as they got there or while they were there they were transferred to the militaire politie, so the military police. And so maybe it's something that my grandfather refers to that he also doesn't think that's true or whatever. And then he says the 1st Battalion. Oh no, I think he's still referring to the date because he says the 1st Battalion departed on the 18th of September 1945 to England. And then, namely, 213 RI. I don't know what that stands for, but that is the battalion number. And then it says on the 12th of October 1945, there were four battalions that went to India with the Alcantara, which I'm assuming is a boat. So he's basically just telling my grandfather, you're off on every single account. And then he says, perhaps. Based on the records that you have, could you please confirm to me what boat and on which date you went to India? Well, I think we're going to find out pretty soon if he lied to Mr. Schoolmeesters. I don't think that he's going to say in the letter why. No, he can't say in the letter why, because the letters are from 1946 and this is from 2008. So we will definitely not find out why. But these are massive things to be wrong about, especially for my grandfather. So I think what I'm going to do is contact Mr. Schoolmeesters. After I discovered these letters, I did send an email to Comité India Monument, I think, or something around. I sent an email to some organization, but because of the privacy laws, the GDPR, they are not allowed to give me any information. Even though I didn't ask for information, I just said, can you please forward this email to Mr. Schoolmeesters if you know who he is? But they were very secretive. They were like, we can't tell you anything. So we recommend you to blah, 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 blah. And they referred me to another organization. which I have not sent an email to because at that stage I was still writing my book, my other book, the preparation to this book, the preparation of this book. So I wanted to let it rest for a little bit. I was like, no, I'm going to write this book until the 17th of December. And then after the 17th of December, I will contact Mr. Schoolmeesters. But that deadline doesn't exist anymore because at the moment there is no book. So I think this is the right time to let Mr. Schoolmeesters know that I'm looking for him and that I have certain information or possibly have certain information about my grandfather that contradicts the answers that he filled in the questionnaire. I don't know why I felt the need to share this, but I did. So that's it, my two cents. So long.